You're listening to Saxon's Creed Radio Show. I'm David James, and I'm your host. Welcome, dear kinswomen, dear kinsmen, people that love the Father in heaven. You have a reason to rejoice, because Yahweh does answer prayers. And we boast in him, not ourselves. And all glory to him, for I got good news, and so far it's getting better. Michael has returned home from the hospital and has a nurse that comes in from time to time. And he's getting back to his old self. So it looks like he's stabilizing. And Linda wants to thank you, all of you, for your prayers. And, of course, I thank you as well. And we all thank the Father that he answered the prayer. You know, the funny thing is, when he had the three seizures, I began to say, why isn't the Father answering the prayer? I'm not sure. Remember, I kind of talked about this before? You know, it's like that. We always want everything done immediately. You know, we want to push a button, and I always tell you, Yahweh's not a genie. But when I see that kind of thing happening, it makes me say, geez, you know, I wanted him to be spared of this. I would have rather he didn't even have to go under the operation, that he would have been healed, and the doctors say, what happened? The tumor's gone, you know? That would have been wonderful. But that's not the way it worked out. So the Father has reasons for what he does. We don't know everything, and we never will know everything, because we are not the Father. He knows everything, you see, which is a good thing. It's a good thing that he is who he is, rather than you or I being God, because my patience, I would have ended the world a long time ago, probably before I was born. But you see, the Father knows best, as the saying goes, So thank you so much for your efforts in praying for the fellow. And I wouldn't say stop praying now. I would say that continue praying until he's completely out of the woods, so to speak. It's wonderful to know the Father answers prayer. It encourages. And you should be encouraged by that. You should realize, you know I'm encouraged by it. But, you know, always I've got to remind myself to wait on the Father. He doesn't, you know, I just went through this a while ago, you know, and on many different things, on many different levels. Waiting is not the most fun thing in the world, you know. So, what can I say? We must wait, and we must be patient. So, I've just had a recent contact with somebody that knows or knew William G. Findlay. You're going to be surprised at what I'm going to tell you. I didn't know this, of course, you know, because I don't know everything, like many of our people that know everything. I don't know everything. But wow, this is something else. I was told that William G. Findlay had 25,000 subscribers to his Covenant People's message. That was until he exposed the Apostle Paul, the so-called Apostle Paul. At that point, 22,000, and I'm sure these are rounded off numbers, right? 22,000 unsubscribed from his list. So there were only 3,000 left. I'm letting that sink into you, because I'm going to tell you, I'm very proud of all of you people. I really am. That See, there are many people that have alerted to the Apostle Paul, and they've tried to tell the people about it and expose what's really going on with it, and it just wasn't the right timing for it. But this is a ray of hope, so to speak. I shouldn't use the term ray, right? Because that's the enemy's things. But, well, not really. A ray is the Father's sun rays. But a ray of hope meaning that most of you stuck with me. And I'm so proud of you that you were able to receive the truth about the Apostle Paul. It means our people are getting somewhere. Now, of course, there's many people that will reject what I have shown on this so far. But you know something? It gives me great hope because I went out on the limb. This was walking on the water because I was told that by, you know, two or three people at least, that this would ruin me completely. But I still stepped out onto the water, kept my eyes on the Father, and that's not glory to me, ladies and gentlemen. That's glory to the Father. See, the timing is right. He had confirmed to me that not the timing was right, but that this fellow is worthy of blame. And so this is a wonderful thing to know that our people, you know, many of you wrote me and said, I've never, you know, when I've read the Apostle Paul's things, I never liked it. It didn't resound with me, or it didn't agree with me. And I agree 100%. I know that the Apostle Paul has said some things that are right things, but as you know, too many things are wrong, you know? And so it's a great thing. Now, there were a couple of people, two or three people that, you know, like were right away telling me how the Apostle Paul is this and that and great and all. And I said, listen, I said, you're coming in the middle of a study. I said, would you please do me a favor, or would you please start here? And I pointed them to davidjamesboston.com, where the study piece is. Since then, there hasn't been much. These people are still hanging in there. Now, these are, I believe, I'm not sure, these are people that are kind of like Judeo-Christians that are coming out of Judeo-Christianity. So, of course, they would defend the Apostle Paul. I mean, that's all it's all about. So, and Jesus, you know, the Jewish Jesus, which there is no Jewish Jesus. So, there's hope, ladies and gentlemen. There's hope. I wondered for a while. Sometimes it got a little silent when I started doing this Apostle Paul thing. And, you know, I kept having to say, this is not an attack on Christianity. This is an attack on the attack on Christianity. And it's exactly what it is. And I think that we can all be pretty comfortable in the study piece and what it has revealed. See, one great thing about this whole Apostle Paul thing is we learned more about the gospel of Jesus Christ. We learned more about the scriptures. We learned that the book of Acts is called the Acts of the Apostles, but it's really mostly only the Acts of the Apostle Paul, which is very bizarre. We also learned many things about the Bible through this, and I would think that you would be excited about that, because it was not for naught, if you know what I mean, N-O-U-G-H-T. There was purpose here. We learned a lot, and I'm not quite done yet. I think I've noticed that you may be a little tired of the subject, so I kind of back off a little bit and we reapproach it because I wanted to finish, you know, I think there's 27, if I'm right or so, shows, you know, 27, I think. They're all in the article. So, or the study piece. So, and I keep joining them there. So if you want to go through those shows again, be sure to go to davidjamesboston.com. And it's right on the front page, a little bit down. You just go to the investigation of the Apostle Paul, of the Apostle Paul's gospel. And within that, we'll have all of Finley's shows on the Apostle Paul and all the shows that I've done on the Apostle Paul. And as we do more of them, I just put more up right in the article. So when this is done, and I assume that, you know, eventually, you know, even when it's done, there'll be more to say, you know, because this is a vast subject that could not be covered in a show. There's no way, not even close. But I think that we're all pretty comfortable in knowing that it wasn't a waste of time. It was very valuable for many reasons, but it doesn't shake my faith, and I don't think it shook your faith either in the scriptures. We know that the Jews have played around with everything. We know they took the Father's name out to weaken our prayer lives, to make our prayers ineffective. And so, basically, I'm very, very pleased, and I want to tell all of you, I'm very proud that you stuck with me. I didn't know if the same thing would happen to me that happened to Finley. I didn't know what happened to Finley, though, you see. But I know what I was told from other people, that it would, that's it, you're done. Well, praise the Father, I'm not done. And he'll tell me when I'm done. You see what I'm saying? Thank you for sticking with me. Thank you for helping me. And thank you. Thanks to those that have shown that they have cared about the kingdom and about my work and about me and have helped me. I was to make this decision within this time period, and I've been extended a bit. Let's just hope that the Father will continue to extend me and that those who care will show that they care. I hope that, I really do believe that what I'm doing is valuable to the body of Christ. And I think we've learned a lot. I'm trying to arm every soldier. And give you all that you need. I mean, the scriptures do that. But knowing your enemy in a war is extremely important, as you well know. So I just want to say thank you so much for helping me. Thank you for keeping me going. As of May 11th or something like that, May something, I have been out of EFR for a year, so we're a little shortly there. The first Rabbit Hole radio show was a week after I was out of there, so actually it's probably a little before. It's probably more like May 5th or something like that. One thing I just came across before I came to the show is the first person they gave the vaccine to in the UK died. This is just, I'm reminding you that we're in the season of satanic sacrifice. And Beltane starts on May Day, right? The Maypole, the goddess with the fertility goddess, you know, the moon goddess. You remember all these things I just talked about? Isn't it amazing? I mean, all these dots that are connecting, this red network thing was mind-blowing. I mean, in certain areas so far. I mean, it was disgusting. It was mind-blowing to me to see the how far people will go to kill, steal, and destroy. They're bent on it. And all the time that they're doing these things, they're hating on us like no tomorrow, and they're calling us the haters, which I think is very, very Jewish. As a matter of fact, I know it's very Jewish. It's hypocrisy to the thousandth power, at least. it's amazing. Really, it is amazing. So rejoice, ye saints of the Father. The Father answers prayers. He loves his children, and you're one of them, and I'm one of them. By the way, that brings me to something I want to let you know so you don't think I'm, which I don't really care, but I'm just saying that on BitChute, I want you to know that BitChute is a very tough thing to deal with because the videos don't always take sometimes. I'm not trying to complain to you. I'm just letting you know something that the videos sometimes take two or three times to get them to take. So if you're wondering why I'm late or this or that, that's why. And so I always tell you, you can find the show. I always post it first on davidjamesboston.com. Now, another thing about BitChute is that I didn't know, but I've found out, is I have Visor on there, and he's very angry about the Apostle Paul thing. He has nothing invested in our scriptures. He's not a white man. But nevertheless, he's very angry. And so here's how BitChute works, in case you don't know. If I block somebody, well, I just don't see their comment, but everybody else still sees their comments. So it's not like YouTube where you block somebody and you get rid of them. So I just ignore them. Because the best thing you can do with trolls, and Visor's been a troll since way before I knew him. He tells people that I bear false witness, but he's always sending me bad, nasty emails under somebody else's name or some other pastor's name, as you well know. So who's bearing false witness? He's not even a white man. He has nothing to do with our scriptures. And I find it amusing that he's so upset about the Apostle Paul thing. He's very upset. He's the most upset that I've known out of all the so-called CI people. He's not a pastor. I mean, let's get real. He's an agent, like most of the rest of the CI pastors. So basically, that's why I'm just going to ignore it, because I don't really care what they have to say, in the sense of, like, the more you give these people attention, this is what they're starving for attention. They're so desperate. I mean, they really need attention bad. And so I just ignore them. And that's why, so if you're on BitChute and you say, why isn't Dave, I don't see anybody defending me either, but by the way. But, I mean, I didn't ask anybody to defend me. You don't have to defend me. The Father will take care of me. But, you know, I think everybody realizes, just ignore these people. There's no point in defending me. Just ignore them. And that's what they need to go somewhere where somebody will pay some mind to them, as the old saying is. Pay them some mind. But I'm not going to, okay? Except that I just wanted to explain that to you, all right? So that was that's some of the things we've come through lately. I hope you listened to Fireside Chat number 68. It was about Star Trek Nemesis. Very interesting stuff. And at the end, I brought out an email that somebody sent me, and about Rudolf Steiner and about inoculations that spiritually kill you. that are designed to spiritually kill you. This was from back in 1917. Now, you can go on my blog on davidjamesboston.com and see I made a blog post of it. I suggest you go there and you read it. And at the end of it, down the bottom, there's a video that I mentioned as well. It's about a 4-minute video about destroying the God gene. In other words, anybody that they were talking, they have this guy that looks like Bill Gates, and he talks in a real high voice like this, like Bill Gates does. These people aren't men. And some people actually think it's Bill Gates, but I don't think it is. But it's talking about the religious fanatics. They want to give them a vaccine that will stop that part of the brain from having, it's in the right side of the brain, by the way. And because logic is the on the left side, right? So it's the creative side. And they want to, they were saying, the fellow was saying, if he's a fellow, maybe he's a woman, and it could be these days, talking about how these fanatics in the Middle East, they can change all that and stop all that stuff. You see, it's amazing that what right do they have to do this to anybody? What right do they have to do that? To try to modify. See, this is science. This is Bill Gates's type of, it could be Bill Gates. I mean, it does look like him, but they never show his face. This was a Pentagon briefing, by the way, about, killing the God gene. So that there will be no more people that really believe in God anymore, Now, back to the Red Network. Didn't you find it interesting, the equation that we have there? This pamphlet that was put out about communism said that communism is not compatible with religion. And then it dawns on me immediately that Rabbi Wise said that communism is Judaism. And so this proves to me, if communism is Judaism, and it is, it proves to me that Judaism is not a religion. Like I've been telling you, it's a worldwide criminal cartel in the guise of a religion. Because it says, Rabbi Wise says, communism is Judaism, and communism is not compatible with religion. Get it? Is that not amazing? So these are the things the Father brings out, and I get all excited about it, because I love to see the things that I tell you proved or proven. Not only on the Rabbit Hole Radio Show this week, they talked about teaching children not to believe in God. You should hear the Rabbit Hole Radio Show from this week. You should hear all my shows, but if I do say so. But I'm serious, you should hear Fireside Chat 68 and Rabbit Hole. See, I don't know how the Father does all this stuff. I'm only reading the Red Network, and all of a sudden, it links right up with everything that I've just taught about and just talked about. Just like Star Trek Nemesis had the planets Romulus and Remus. I mean, this is amazing, ladies and gentlemen. See, I didn't plan it. I don't know how he does it. Because, even though I read books, I make a lot of comments on these books when I'm reading them to you. I'm on the fly. It's not like I read this book before and I said, hey, this page here is where it's at, and this page, let me mark that. Now, I've done some highlighting in some of books before, but that's not how I operate. I operate on the fly because I don't want to limit the Holy Spirit. I don't want to limit the Father and what he might have to reveal. If I was a pastor, I'm not a pastor, you see. I have no title. I'm just the teacher. And the idea of the whole thing is that if I had everything written down, planned out in a sermon, so to speak, or a teaching, or a dispensation, or whatever you want to call it, then there'd be no room for the Father. There'd be no room for the Holy Spirit. In reality, you know what I mean? So I really like to, the way they put it in Australia is fly by the seat of my pants. All right, let's get into it. So here we are, ladies and gentlemen, and we're going to continue on Fritz Springmeier's book. Very interestingly, I've done some expose on Billy Graham, but we're on page 331, and the title is The New World Order Creates Billy Graham. Now, that's very apropos because, see, when you listen to Alex Jones and all them, they'll say the New World Order, the New World Order. But who is the New World Order? Of course we know. You and I know who it is. It's the Jews. It's the Jew World Order. It's so, of course, they would create Billy Graham and put him, drop him right into Christianity and make him the premier pastor of his time. Or preacher of his time, right? But he's a Jew. Of course, right? Don't want to take too many chances, right? And we know he's a Jew. It's proven. We don't have to speculate and say, well, geez, I don't know if he's a... He is a Jew. Billy Franks. And as I told you many times, go look at a picture of his daughter. She has a big hook nose. It came back. See, Billy may have married a non-Jew woman or whatever and had children. I haven't checked on his wife. Maybe she's Jew too. I don't know, but it came back. Let's just put it that way. So let's move along. The meteoric rise to prominence that Billy Graham experience resembles other Masons who have had their careers made for them by the Jew World Order. Billy Graham made his first confession of faith under the evangelist Mordecai Ham. There's an evangelist named Mordecai Ham. Isn't that interesting? You know the Father doesn't... I don't know. It's very interesting to me, these names. It appears Billy Graham has been a Mason since the 1940s. His rise to fame started in, where else? What other Jew providence? Los Angeles. In 1949, his first Los Angeles crusade was launched. Notable Hollywood entertainers attended such as Stuart Hamlin, William Randolph Hearst. Now that... William Randolph Hearst is the fellow. Remember his daughter got kidnapped, Patty Hearst, in a limousine or something? I don't know what was all up with that. But Randolph Hearst totally financed Billy Graham. So William Randolph Hearst, the head of the large Hearst newspaper chain, directed all his newspaper editors to give Graham wide coverage with the command Puff Graham. Hearst's newspaper chain is loudly touted as being a non-Jewish affair. Dilling reported in 1940 that, you know who that is, Elizabeth Dilling. She reported in 1940 that the general manager of the Hearst papers was the Jew J.D. Gortatowski, chairman of the executive committee of Hearst Enterprises Incorporated, was the Jew Solomon Solis Carvalho. See, now, Carvalho, Solomon Solis, the son, soul, right? Solomon, soul, on, you get it, om, you see? Solomon Solis Carvalho. That doesn't sound like a Jew name, does it? At least the last name, right? Hearst's Boston publisher was Jew Carl Dreyfus, Managing editor of Hearst's New York American was the Jew Arthur G. Neumeier. Hearst's International News Service president and general manager was Jew Moses Konigsberg. Konigsberg, that's how you'd say it. Circulation director of all the Hearst papers and magazines and a member of the Hearst Executive Council before going to prison was the Jew Mo Annenberg. The list of Jews in the top leadership of Hearst newspaper chain could go on and on. The reader should be getting the picture. Following Hearst's newspaper chain's lead, the national news media gave Graham wide coverage in magazines and newspapers. Now, you see, this is what I'm talking about. This is indicative of the truth movement of today. We've seen Jew after Jew after Jew after Jew. We've got about a 95, if not 98% Jew truth movement. And these people just come right out of the woodwork, like Obama did, right? These people in the truth movement just come flying right out and they're right on the top. They've got, you know, tons and tons of subscribers and they've got a buzz about them and everything else. You see? And when I said it was the Jew World Order promoting Graham, what did we just hear? All Jews are involved in a non-Jewish newspaper. Hello? Man, you can't make this stuff up. You just can't. So, it looks like it says, following Hearst's newspaper chain's lead, the national news media gave Graham wide coverage in magazines and newspapers. Since that first publicity, the Jewish press, Jewish religious leaders, the Federal Council of Churches of Christ, the World Council of Churches, and others have been bragging on Billy Graham. For instance, Dr. G. Paul Musselman, another Jew, executive director of the Department of Evangelism of the National Council of Churches, spoke in warm terms about the work of evangelist Billy Graham. I call Billy Graham the greatest of the ecumenical voices. You see, what this is the same thing as calling Michael Jackson the king of pop. He's not the king of pop, but if you call him that in the press and this and that, it begins to attach to them. You see? See, they created a buzz about Billy Graham, and then it spread from there. The rest of the Jews honed in on it, and pretty soon, he's the greatest preacher of all. Not only is Billy Graham a Jew, but Billy Graham is a 33rd degree Freemason, and Billy Graham, there's a lot of things about the fellow that's just not right. Of course, being a Jew, how could there be anything about him right, right? But he is also the purporter of many doctrines of devils. And of course, pro-Paul, Pauline gospel, of course. Billy Graham was pro-communist as well, just like the World Council of Churches and the Federal Council of Churches, etc., etc. They promote communism. They promote dictators in South America, etc., etc. And it's called liberation theology. I told you I'm going to get to it. I will. So, the Jew Order power has spent an enormous amount of energy, time, and money to build up Graham's image, and Billy Graham has stayed away from controversy. Because Graham had connections to the Jew World Order, they got him booked in the communist countries. You hear what I'm saying now? What would the communist countries want to do with Christianity? But of course, I guess in South America, they have the Catholic religion, which is communist. So I guess, you know, it's whatever. But listen to this. This seems more evident when we read Graham's Mason friend, Robert Schuller's explanation for why Schuller was allowed into Russia to preach. The Mason Robert Shula explained his success in becoming the first televangelist to be on Soviet TV as both a combination of, number one, having friends like Armin Hammer, the Jew, and two, because his approach would not be sectarian nor evangelistic, but would be a message of possibility thinking. Let me stop right there. What did I tell you about this Robert Shuler? I knew he was a demon from the first time I ever saw him. I knew he was chock full of demons. I could tell. But he never really talked about Jesus Christ, hardly ever. And it was, when you talk about possibility thinking, it was all about tickling your ears, all about telling you, you can do anything type of thing. You're a good person. You have great capabilities. You know, this nonsense. It's not that you don't have great capabilities or any of these things, but this is, the scriptures warn us about the ear ticklers. You see, I'm the teacher, and I want to explain to you something. Maybe you think I can be a little harsh at times, but you see, pain is a great teacher too. If you don't think so, when your back, if you have a problem with your back at some time, and you go to get up and it hurts, pretty soon you change the way you get up, right? Because pain is a teacher. See, the child who touches the radiator and gets a little burned by it learns not to touch the radiator again, right? Because pain is a great teacher. Unfortunately, the psychotic or the psycho, it doesn't matter how many times, the psycho will still put his hand on the radiator. The psycho never learns. So it doesn't matter if pain is a great teacher to them or not. So sometimes you have to be a little, you know, you might say something that hurts somebody's feelings. Nobody will ever accuse me of being an ear tickler. I love all you people, but part of loving you is telling you the truth, no matter if it kind of hurts your feelings sometimes or not. Because I've been trying to teach you not to be controlled by your feelings. You see, that's exactly what the communists were talking about. That's what this Rudolf Steiner is talking about. They're talking about that when they inject you with this vaccine that will come in the future, so to speak, unless it already has come, and I think it may have, that it would prevent you from being, have any religious thought or any inclinations towards spirituality. But you would be guided by the physical world and your feelings. Remember me saying this now? See, this is exactly what I'm talking about. See, we need to be able to be in control of our feelings. We notice that the beasts of the field, like Cain, killed his brother, like the Negroes, you know, the Jews are very out of control. All the beasts of the field are out of control, and all are guided by their feelings and ruled by their feelings. You see? And you know that's true. So, we as men are supposed to harness our feelings. Notice how the Father knows our reins. You know what I mean? The reins of our hearts. Well, we need to, I've been telling all of us this, that we need to keep our feelings in check. It's not that you want to be a non-feeling man or woman. You want to have feelings. It's just that you don't want people to be able to grab your feelings by the reins and drive you to and fro. You want to stand firm on what you know. You want to stand firm when people are trying to work you into a frenzy and show them who's got the reins of your heart. See what I'm saying? So if you get mad at something I say, don't take it too personally. Take it as, if it applies to you, well, it applies to you, but not everything I say applies to you. So, you know, don't take it that it's for you personally. But understand why I'm doing what I'm doing. I wish to hurt nobody except our enemies. So let's continue. Because Graham had connections to the Jew World Order, yeah, okay, so I read about Robert Schuller. So, for those who are not aware, the late Armin Hammer was close to the center of the Jew World Order's Center for Power, and was a go-between the Jew World Order and their men who ruled in the Kremlin. According to reports, Hammer brought instructions each time as to who was to rule the USSR each time there was a change. Hammer was a friend of the Mountbattens and the Rothschilds. See Chapter 3-3. So, Graham has been very close to all the presidents since Eisenhower. Wait, what do we know about a lot of the presidents? What do we know about Eisenhower? You know the guy that says, "Hey, Swissy! Hey, Swissy!" He says that Eisenhower is a Swiss. But he's called the terrible Swedish Jew. He's not a Swiss. The terrible Swedish Jew. This guy hated German people. I love German people. I told you that they're the top of our race. That's why they want to destroy them so badly. And that's why Mr. Eisenhower, who is the first Falasha Jew to be president, his mommy was half a quad negress. Yeah. His mammy. So he was Jew and Negro, just like Alexander Hamilton. All of these presidents have been handpicked by the Jew World Order as acceptable. See appendix for their connections to the Jew Order. Although Nixon knew that Graham was in favor of his presidency, Nixon told him not to publicly endorse him. "Your ministry is more important than my getting elected president." Why would Nixon, who worked for Rockefeller, another crypto Jew, Rogenfelder, view Graham's ministry as more important than for Nixon being president? Nixon is not really that religious. He was a communist lover as well. I believe Nixon meant it more in the sense that Graham's ministry is more important to the Jew order than Nixon's presidency. Certainly, Nixon wasn't concerned about Christ, and I'm sure that's true. Let's take a break and celebrate the downfall of Lucifer. I have a song from my To Begin to Destroy album, and he fell once, but he's going to fall again. He's going down.
surfer. He has fallen and he's fallen like falling rain. Blue surfer. He has fallen and he's fallen again. Blue surfer. He has fallen and he's fallen like falling rain. Blue surfer. He has fallen and he's fallen again. He's fallen and he's fallen again. Lucifer, he has fallen and he's fallen like falling rain. Lucifer, he has fallen and he's fallen like falling rain. Yeah, yeah. He's fallen and he's fallen like falling rain. Lucifer, he has fallen and he's fallen like falling again. Lucifer, he has fallen and he's fallen like falling rain. Lucifer, he has fallen and he's fallen like falling again. Lucifer, he has fallen and he's fallen like falling again. Lucifer, he has fallen and he's fallen like falling rain. Yeah, 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 yeah. Lucifer, he has fallen and he's fallen like falling rain. Lucifer. He's fallen and he's fallen again. Lucifer, he has fallen and he's fallen like falling rain. Lucifer, he has fallen and he's fallen again.
Lucifer, whoa, yeah, Lucifer, he's going down. Lucifer, whoa.
Lucifer has fallen and he's fallen like falling rain.
He's going down.
Lucifer has fallen and he's fallen like falling rain.
He's going down.
Lucifer has fallen and he's fallen like falling rain.
He's going down.
Lucifer has fallen and he's fallen like falling rain.
He's going down.
Lucifer has fallen and he's fallen.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Lucifer is going down, and we're going to see to that. Welcome back to the Saxon's Creed radio show, brought to you by DavidJamesBoston.com, your source for the truth. Well, let's continue and find out more about this Billy Graham. Why the New World Order, or the Jew World Order, created Billy Graham? The Jew World Order doesn't feel they can fail when they can create men like Billy Graham. The Jew World Order was made, or has made him, the most respected man in America. See, what a joke that is. Let me explain. Let me just comment, right? They've taken a Jew, and they've put him up to the world as a televangelist Christian, when we know the Jews are Antichrist, right? And they've made him the most respectful man in the world. Now, that wouldn't alert the Judeo-Christians because they believe Jesus is a Jew, so it wouldn't even shock them. But you and I that know about the two seed line theology, and we know that we're at war with the Jews and that the Jews are the Edomites and so on and so forth, the border of wickedness, as they are called. Well, we would be alerted by that, wouldn't we? And we see right through what the story is. They've made this Jew, who's a fake preacher, who's a filthy, dirty, demon-filled Freemason, and Yahweh knows what else, made him the most respectful man in the world. That's an absolute joke to me. Not a funny joke, though. So, they've made him the most respected man in America, and he is their man consciously working for them. If he lives long enough, he will be one of the most powerful assets to bring in a false Christ. Adam Weishaupt, organizer of the Bavarian Jew Illuminati, said in German, "The most admirable thing of all is that great Protestant and Reformed theologians who belong to our order really believe they see in it true and genuine mind of the Christian religion." The true and genuine mind of the Christian religion. Oh, man, what can't you be brought to believe, he says. In other words, you fools. These are our men that we are putting up there, all these Billy Grahams and all these different teachers of doctrines of devils. The great evangelist Charles Finney left the Masonic Lodge when he dedicated his life to God. The evangelist Finney spent his life warning Christians about Freemasonry. He declared that Masons in the higher levels have lost their consciences because they have seared their consciences so much. Now let me speak on that. That's exactly what they do in a ritual every year at the Bohemian Grove. And, of course, Mr. Nixon was seen there, amongst other presidents as well. I believe Clinton and Reagan was there, too, or Ford, one or the other. But I believe Reagan was there. Neither here nor there, that's where these people go. Cronkite was the one that was leading the whole thing when Alex Jones went there. Walter Cronkite? Cronkike? I don't know if he's a kike or not, but it doesn't matter. He served them well. It continues. It seems almost ridiculous to imagine this great evangelist groped blindfolded in some lodge and declared that he was in need of light to the worshipful, quote-unquote, Masonic Lodge master. But that's what Billy Graham did. Again, when we ask ourselves, how is it that a Christian evangelist could be part of the Jew World Order's team? We need to stop and remind ourselves that co-Mason, New Age leader, and Theosophical Society President Alice Bailey, in her book, Externalization of the Hierarchy, teaches that. Now, this is something that is worth remembering. The three main channels through which the preparation for the New Age is going on might be regarded as the church, the Masonic fraternity, and the educational field. Now we see that they've brought Masonry into the church. We know that. And we know that the educational field is also. The Masons control a lot of the school boards and things like that. They're involved in what's being taught. And, of course, Rudolf Steiner is a Freemason, was a Freemason, and many other things, as I said, and none of them good. So the three channels in which they want to bring and prepare everybody for the New Age and the Christ, the Maitreya, and the one world religion, which would be Freemasonry, is, again, the church, the Masonic fraternity, and the educational field. The Jehovah's Witnesses, Watchtower, and Awake magazines in the 50s began to report on Billy Graham's crusades. Billy Graham's message about Armageddon and the millennium is so similar to that of the Watchtower societies that they like to quote him. Billy Graham has been warning that many experts project that man will not live to see 2000, the year 2000. Well, I guess that shows that about the world's experts. Let me just comment on that, of course. One of the trainings of the world, and we see this all over the news. Of course, I don't see that stuff anymore, but I know that they're always bringing on some expert. They haven't proven to you that they're an expert, but they want you to only, the training is to teach you to only listen to experts. Don't listen to a layman like me, right? I don't have any degree in expertise, but yet I'm pretty savvy. But don't listen to anybody that's not an expert. See, if I was to tell you a way you could heal yourself through natural resources or something, I might not be an expert, so you shouldn't listen to me. That's the world training. You should only listen to experts, but they never prove that these are experts. Who these experts are is who they say they are. So if they want to say that somebody's an expert, then they're an expert, and you just have to trust that. You have to have a lot of faith in these liars. Very interesting, isn't it? And people of the world put a lot of faith in these so-called experts and these liars. So that's the training. So, again, Billy Graham has been warning that many experts project that man will not live to see 2000. Well, I guess these experts aren't as good as they were told that we're told they are, huh? The ultimate goal of Freemasonry and those bringing us the one world religion is power. Their program has been to infiltrate leadership and recruit the clergy whenever possible. Consequently, you will not hear Billy Graham warn you about Freemasons. 33rd degree Mason Billy Graham does tell us that a new age is coming. His tract entitled A New Age is Coming is suggestive of the new age of Aquarius, having a rainbow on the tract's cover. Isn't it funny that, remember the song, The Age of Aquarius, The Age of Aquarius. 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 And they have a rainbow as the, you see, LGBT, Aquarius. I think that's kind of interesting, don't you? Well, maybe you don't. So, however, the inside declares the New Age to be a Bible concept. The inside is about a millennium and an Armageddon that Graham believes will soon be here. Brad Steiger is a New Age leader since 1957, when he wrote an article on reincarnation. Since then, he has written hundreds of books on all types of New Age subjects, including channeling and magic. When interviewed and asked to define the New Age, Steiger apparently is remembering and quoting Graham's New Age tract, or a similar type of tract, to prove that the New Age is Christian. But I can assure you, dear ladies and gentlemen, it's not. All my life, I've tried to resist being labeled. I know that when I was in the evangelical fundamentalist school as a child, we were told there was a new age coming, and that was something that Jesus had promised. Now that I am a mature author, the fellow says, certain people say that I am in the New Age movement, so I am on the side of Satan. I am very confused. And who is the author of confusion? Why, it's Satan. I heard somebody laughing there. Was that you? I know you were laughing. He's very confused. He's playing around with channeling, and he's wondering why he's confused. Incidentally, isn't it funny how the television or YouTube, my channel, we call it, right? See, the television is a channeler itself. It's a medium. You see what I'm saying? See, you change the channel and you get a different channeler. Or you get a different thing channeled to you. See the training with that? Let's continue. I recently saw a little tract printed in by an extremely fundamentalist church. It was called A New Age Dawning, quote unquote, and had a big rainbow on the cover. But you also have Constance Cumby, a fundamentalist, writing an attack on the New Age called The Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow. When Billy Graham was in Moscow's Baptist Church, he held out in his prayer with them the idea that the National Council of Churches were an important positive Christian group. He prayed for the NCC to his audience. Out of this meeting, NCCs, there may come some great message to the Christian world. NCC people were not slack in getting this quote, and it came out in the official NCC news release. Graham is supportive of the W, the World Council of Churches, the WCC, which is in turn supportive of a one world government. See chapter 2.7. Almost every issue of the New Age magazine, the name was recently changed to the Scottish Rite Journal, and then after 2 years it was again this year, 1991, changed back to the original title, New Age Magazine. It has an article that makes a big production that this country was founded by Masons. Although neither Washington, Jefferson, or Franklin were Christians, Christians like to believe this. Paul L. Boyler, in his book George Washington and Religion, put an end to all such myth and nonsense. After his book, it is impossible to identify the adult Washington in any positive way as Christian. One of the nice smokescreens that Masons like to use ad nauseum is that George Washington was a Christian and the father of this country and a Mason. You see the mixing of priesthoods, ladies and gentlemen. The Masonry is the devil's imitation of the Father's congregations. It's the devil's congregation. One of them, like the synagogue, is the devil's congregation. Like Lucius Publishing and publishing, and like the UN and all the meditation room and everything, it's the devil's congregation. There are many of them. You don't mix Masons, and you don't mix false light with true light. You don't mix distorted light with pure true light like that of the Father, His glory. You see? And again, here it is, they're trying to mix. It's all, everything's about hybrids. Everything is about hybrids in this world. So, let me continue. So it says here that one of the nice smoke screens that Masons like to use ad nauseum is that George Washington was a Christian and the father of this country and a Mason. Therefore, Masonry cannot be evil. Billy Graham, perpetuating this myth, went to Valley Forge, to the spot Washington supposedly prayed in the snow, and Graham knelt in the Valley Forge to remind us of this. Likewise, Billy Graham's membership in the Lodge is held out to Masons as proof that Masonry is a Christian organization. Robert Morey, who actually examined the Scottish Rites file on 33rd degree Freemason Billy Graham, refers to Graham on page, what page do you think it would be? What page would it be for the Jew? 11 of his recent book, The History of Freemasonry. Since most Masons in the U.S. are members of Christian churches, and many clergymen belong to the fraternity, the idea that they are involved or all involved in some kind of devil cult is absurd. Sure it is. Can anyone seriously think that such 33rd degree Masons as Senator Jesse Helms, the Christian champion of conservative politics, is a worshiper of Lucifer? Oh, no. Or that one of the most well-known evangelists in the world is a Luciferian because he is a 33rd degree Mason? Oh, no. When you've become a 33rd degree Mason, you are linked with the spiritual king of this world. You know who that is, right? That's not Jesus Christ. He's not of this world. The devil is the spiritual king of this world. Wrong spirit, wrong king. Well, Dr. Morey, if I believe the scriptures, then I can answer yes to that question. The scriptures say that Satan will not appear as evil, but as an angel of light and will deceive many. The scripture warns that in the last days perilous times shall come, quote unquote, as evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived, quote unquote. But some will argue, isn't Billy Graham seducing men to come to Christ? In 1957, see, but let me say something about that. Yeah, to come to the Jesus, the Jewish Christ, right? Remember this, and I don't know if he'll get into this here, but if you were at a Billy Graham crusade and you came down the aisle to give your life to Christ, what they do is they take your name and they send you right back to where you came from. So if you were a Catholic, they send you right back to the Catholic Church. If you were an evangelist, they send you to the evangelist church. If you were a Jew, which is ridiculous, they would send you back to the synagogue. What do you think would happen to a Jew that went back to the synagogue and said, yeah, I received Jesus Christ. you understand? So this is an evil, evil organization. Obviously, the reason he must have done this is because they wanted to keep all the different denominations. I would call the different denominations lures for the devil. Using the Pauline gospel, pretending that Jesus is a Jew and that the Father in heaven is a Jew and that the Jews are God's chosen people, etc., etc. You see, these are a multi-pronged lure, luring the fish into the wrong nets. You see what I mean? All right, let's get back to it here. In 1957, in Billy Graham's New York Crusade, the largest number of decision cards, that is the cards filled out by Graham's counselors to people who come forward, were sent to 33 degree Mason Norman Vincent Peale's Marble Collegiate Church. That was 373 people. Also, 135 decision cards were directed to the Liberal Riverside Church, where Dr. Robert J. McCracken is minister. McCracken is what Christians call an infidel. He renounces the atonement, the resurrection, and the virgin birth. Okay, well, believe it or not, what I just told you is true, and I know that Fritz had said this because I've read this from Fritz before, but he's telling you a little something different that happened here. So you'll see. I've read before about what Billy Graham, because I've read articles on it, but it's interesting that he sent them, this in this instance, he sent them to these vipers, Norman Vincent Peale. McCracken is what Christians call an infidel. He renounces the atonement, the resurrection, and the virgin birth. Repeatedly from newspapers, magazines, and counselors at the Crusades come the reports that Catholics who come forward to Christ at Billy Graham's Crusades are directed to join the Catholic Church. There you go. This has been a long-standing policy. In 1957, Billy Graham said, "Anyone who makes a decision at our meetings is referred to a local clergyman, Protestant, Catholic, or Jewish. How many Christians at the grassroots who voluntarily do much of the work to make Billy Graham Crusade possible know that the people who come forward, if they are Jewish, will be directed to a synagogue?" This is what I'm talking about. Okay, so this is it. It may not happen in all cases, but it is happening. The Jewish author Gerald S. Strober, in his book American Jews Community in Crisis, page 110, 110, get it? 11? You drop the zero? Just like the towers, the twin towers were 110 stories, you drop the 11. And the two towers themselves are an 11, you get it? It states that after the resolution in February 73 at Pittsburgh by the National Council of Churches, failed to declare that the National Council of Churches against converting the Jews, that Billy Graham announced the following day a statement that God had a special place for the Jews. Are you listening? And rejected coercive evangelistic efforts. Privately, Graham has assured Jewish leaders he is against converting the Jews to Christianity. Strober also informs his readers on page 111 that many Christian organizations that are Jewish missions, quote unquote, take their marching orders from Billy Graham. This confirms numerous reports by Christians that many Jewish missions are designed to simply fleece the Christians and that they pad their figures of converts to get more financial support while pretending to convert Jews. I hope you're listening. Christians should investigate what their money is actually going to. This idea that we Christians look at all the great things Billy Graham has done is unscriptural. Christ said the least on earth will be the greatest in heaven. Christ said, if you've been rewarded here on earth, you don't need a reward in heaven, for you've already been paid. The many books and publicity praising Graham in every possible way, including calling him a prophet, have given Billy Graham his reward. Most of his works, he's not going to heaven. Jews don't go to heaven. Jews are children of the flame, and they will return to the flame. Most of his works are not so wonderful. As already stated, the majority of people who come forward at many of these crusades are not directed to sound churches, but to New Age churches, etc. People are excusing and justifying their Masonic memberships by thinking, if the greatest Christian is a Mason, then it must be a good organization. You see, that's the training, that's the teaching, ladies and gentlemen. See, isn't that amazing? You see what we're learning here? Now, a whole generation of people were fooled by this filthy, dirty Jew, Freemason, this devil in shoe leather. You know how many people were fooled by this fellow? So, new Christians also look at Graham as the supreme role model. A Jew is the supreme role model. They think if the greatest Christian is a millionaire, then that is a good role model. They really have no excuse for such perverted thinking because Jesus is our role model. But how good is Graham as a role model when people are starving worldwide and he lives the life of a millionaire with rich food, hobnobbing with the elite, playing golf, etc.? When Graham's works are examined, they will be burned up. While some old widow who nobody has given any attention to is going to receive many golden crowns in heaven, Jesus' words will then come true, at least on earth, shall be the greatest in heaven. But it may be argued Billy Graham doesn't water down the message of salvation, and that he has talked to more people about Christ than anyone else. And look how many are making decisions for Christ. But I would say, ladies and gentlemen, decisions for what Christ? The Apostle Paul's Christ? The Jewish Christ? What were the channels that, the three channels again, ladies and gentlemen? Can you remember them? The church, the Masonic fraternity, and education. Here you have a Mason teaching in the church. You see? This is pure evidence of it right here. So it continues. But Billy Graham does water down the message of Christ in many ways. One of Billy Graham's children have received an infant baptism with a sprinkled baptism. Supposedly, Baptists are strong on baptism, on confessions of faith, and reject infant baptism, not Billy Graham. Interestingly, a well-researched article on Billy Graham in the Journal of Church and State concludes in examining Billy Graham's interaction with the various presidents. Could Graham speak the word of truth, especially when that word may be critical or slashing, to a man in the White House, when he is on such friendly terms with him? On the basis of evidence now available, the answer must be no. Now, let me just stop. What did I just talk to you about? About how sometimes I may have to say things that might, you know, it's not going to tickle your ears, right? But see, Billy Graham, it said that he can't tell them the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, because he is on such friendly terms with them, right? So there you go. We must not hurt each other's feelings. Just how does Graham match up to Scripture? Each of us has his reference point, and for me as a Christian, the author says, the reference point by which I measure my life and thought is the Bible, the Holy Scriptures, and the older part of the Testament and the newer part of the Testament. Of course, Billy Graham, this is Billy Graham speaking, by the way, and he uses the term Old and New Testaments, of course, right? Because they're not going to tell you that the Jews split up the Testament so that they could pull off this whole deception. I would like to remind Billy Graham that Christ did nothing in secret, especially not the mystery religion of Masonry. No man is above being rebuked by the word of God, that's for sure. No man is. The Apostle Peter, who was so instrumental on the day of Pentecost and in the early church, was rebuked by Paul to his... Well, we won't go into that now, will we? I've already taught you about that. The Apostle Paul, boy, he is a real sour note in the Scriptures, boy. Billy Graham claims to measure his life by the Bible. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they be of Yahweh. Because many false prophets are gone into the world. 1 John 4:1, the Bible says, try the spirits. Billy Graham has been active in Freemasonry and helpful to the World Council of Churches, which is a communist organization run by the Rogenfelders. It is obvious by the friends and groups he supports that he does not try the spirits to see if they're from God. Now I beseech you, brethren. Yeah, well, I'm not going to even bother with the Apostle Paul quotes. But Graham praises and compliments the worst kind of heretics, such as Dr. E. Stanley Jones, author of the book on Gandhi, Methodist Bishop Gerald Kennedy, the 1963 L.A. Crusade chairman, whom Graham praised as Bishop Kennedy is one of the 10 greatest Christian preachers in America. Yeah. The tract, I won't even say anything. What do we know about the Kennedys? And Jews always promote Jews, don't they? The tract, Why We Cannot Support the Billy Graham Crusade, outlines beautifully what the scriptures say we are to do with heretics. Rebuke them, Titus 1:13. Have no fellowship with them. These are all Paul's, yeah. Withdraw yourselves from these types. That's why we have done all this to the Apostle Paul. Reject heretics, be ye separate. Billy Graham fails on each of these points. Dr. Robert McCracken, head of the Riverside Church and an infidel, was the man Graham wanted on the platform to lead the prayer in the 1957 New York Crusade. Over and over again, men like this have played key roles in Graham's crusades. If Graham did not call on his Masonic buddies to help out on his crusades, perhaps more people would realize that Catholics that made decisions are sent to Catholic churches. Jews are sent to the rabbis, and many weak Christians are directed to New Age Christian churches, quote-unquote Christian, in other words, alleged Christian churches. Of the 1,300 Catholics that came forward at the San Francisco Crusade, practically all remained Catholic, quote-unquote. Joe Kennedy, the liberal minister and chairman of the prominent National Council of Churches Committee, was placed in charge of Graham's new converts in 1958. His co-chairman of his advisory committee for his St. Louis crusade in 1973 was Arthur Lee Mallory, 32nd degree and deacon in a Southern Baptist church. Hello? Before the 1972 Paris Billy Graham crusade, the press was informed that people coming forward requesting affirmation to the Catholic faith would be turned over to the Catholic Church. Flyers from Billy Graham's crusades indicate that converts are being sent to Catholic churches. Billy Graham, you understand the ramification, right? You understand, of course. I know you do. Because they're sending them right back into the Mother Babylon. They're sending them to a church that is an abomination to the Heavenly Father. Does that make sense to you? You see what I'm saying? They're either sending them to a New Age church that is not a Christian church at all, or they're sending them to the Catholic Church or rabbis. All of these three have to do with Mother Babylon. You see, in the outward appearance of this thing, it's pretty much whitewash. He looks like he's doing great evangelistic work for the Father, but inside it's full of dead men's bones, again, just like all Jews. You see, it's like as if you were drowning and I was a lifeguard, and I took you, brought you out of the water, and then you came to me, and I grabbed you and took you back into the water and drowned you. That's exactly what it is. You see how incredible this really is? Is this not amazing? And the world just sucks it right up because the press just keeps on purporting this lie that it's such a great thing and keep telling you how great this man is. When he's not a man, he's not a Christian. He's a devil in shoe leather. He's one of the sons of the devil. You see how the world works? I mean, really, when I'm telling all of you these things, this should really be hitting you like, whoa, I never would have dreamed that this could be the way it is. But it is. Of course it is. The world is chock full of evil. Chock full of people that are roaming to and fro, seeking to whom they may devour, to kill, steal, and destroy. Folks, this is serious, serious business. Think of a whole generation of people that were brainwashed by this fellow, and he went around the world destroying all these people. Now, I don't care about Jews, but it would be nice if the Catholic people came out of the Catholic Church and they had a relationship with the Father Yahweh instead of being sent right back into the den of the devil. Unbelievable. This angers me. I'm telling you, it angers me. So, where do you hear this? And I was going to mention this a while. I just saw it here. You know the song, You Light Up My Life? You know what that song is about? The words of the song were written by a woman who worshipped Lucifer and wrote the song to Lucifer. You light up my life. Get it? The light bringer. Would you have ever guessed that? Wouldn't you think that was a song about the Father or Jesus? Yeshua? So again, Billy Graham gave assurances to Jewish leaders that they didn't feel they needed to be converted because God had a special plan for the Jews. In line with this, Jews that come forward in crusades are directed to synagogues. Billy Graham, listen, is pro-Jewish. Geez, I wonder why. And he's teaching other Judeo-Christians to be pro-Jewish. See how it all works? When a of course he's pro-Jewish, he's a Jew. When a resolution in February 73 at the National Council of Churches at Pittsburgh failed to declare that the National Council of Churches was against converting Jews to Christianity, Billy Graham announced the following day that the Jews are a special group, and called on Christians to reject coercive evangelistic efforts. In other words, no proselytizing the Jews. Pat Boone, a charismatic quote-unquote, continued to play in Playboy-type clubs and nightclubs, while Graham used him to sing at his crusades. Pat Boone was given a special position by the State of Israel and is very pro-Jewish. He was involved in the Nugent Hand Bank scandal, which was a CIA-created bank. His daughter, Debbie Boone, made a hit song, You Light Up My Life. The words of the song were written by a woman who worshipped Lucifer and wrote the song to Lucifer. Christ warned us. This is amazing. I think we'll just, we're going to cut right about there. And I tell you, it's something else. We're on page 337. And we'll just cut it right there. Folks, things are not what they seem. Just as in the time of Yeshua, he could see what the Pharisees were. They were just like a Billy Graham. They were Jews who, on the outside, were white sepulchers. They were white. They were whited. They were like a cup on the outside, beautifully garnished, beautiful looking. But on the inside, they were full of dead men's bones. They were like a whited sepulcher, like a grave, a sepulcher. A whited sepulcher means you whitewash it. Just like the Jethro Tull song, Saucity, talks about how a girl, you know, puts white on her shoes so that we wouldn't know where she's been. You get it? Polishing the shoes white, making them white again so we wouldn't know where she's been. See, on the outside, Graham looks wonderful to the world and is presented as wonderful and is promoted as wonderful and is believed to be wonderful. But inside, this is a devil, a Jewish devil, who teaches doctrines of devils and who influences people into making, and I mean many people, generations of people, to make very bad decisions and to send them to their deaths, in a sense, at least their spiritual death. You've been listening to Saxon's Creed Radio Show. I'm David James, and until next time, study to show thyself approved.